What is the number?
33.
Rasotsave jaya Gokul Chandra Bahu. Sparshen Paubhag Bharam Nitaram Avapa Greveyakam Kena Kimutatang Tavakantha Desham Sampuja Ishyati Puna Subhage Janoyam. Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. After decorating by Angada and Angada, now he took his hands to give Angad in the hands of Srimati Radhika. But he came in out sense and he saw that no Radhika, nothing, no ornaments, and he became restless, feeling so much separation, and began to weep. But the motes in her heart was continued. After some time he again went in inner side and saw that Angad has been given, and he wanted to give her Kanthabhusha
necklace.
So he was praying Radhika, her master, O Subhage, may I decorate your Kanthadesh, throat, a necklace. So he is telling him, her, Subhage. What is the meaning of Subhage? In Hindi or Sanskrit, Subhage means Sobhagyavati.
Very good fortune.
Very good fortune. When a Mahabhagavat Mahabhagavat eta log nasle bhag kane Mahabhagavat, remembering the pastimes of Krishna in Ashtakaliya Lila. He does not think that I am that person. No. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, when thinking all these things, he does not think, he has no remembrance that he is Raghunath Das Goswami. And actually he his all behavior, all behaviors, are in mood of a Rati Manjari. Similarly, any person who is qualified and serving Radha and Krishna or Radhika, then he forgets the
outer
thing, everything. Who is he? How is he? And sings in that mode only, that I am Kinkari, Srimati Radhika Kinkari, and serving myself. So Raghunath Das Goswami is realizing that I am Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. I am not a Raghunath Das Goswami or any worldly avesh, worldly remembrance or any avesh. Avesh means any thought comes at that time. At that time, no jadiya asakti, attachment, worldly attachment, nothing. Only Swarup Aves is there. Swarup Aves, I am Kinkari of Radhika, and so on, doing all these things. I am always Kinkari. So in our this bhakti sadhan, gradually these worldly attachments, requirements, and everything should go away. If it goes, this avesh, this attachment goes, by nature, kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsarya, all will go away. All this depends on that avesh, jadiya avesh, material attachment. Attachment meant not avesh, perhaps.
But absorption.
Absorption.
Being absorbed in material.
Yes, this thing. So we should try from beginning to give up our worldly attachments and worldly observations and all things by and by. But it is so hard. But we'll have to do, no other ways. At that time, when he was thinking that I am that Manjari, Kinkari of Srimati Radhika and serving Radhika, he saw that in box, it was the
necklace.
Nettles was there, and I will have to give it in her name. He at once remembered the Saubhagya of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika is so fortunate that Krishna always is controlled by Radhika. He is always in control of Radhika. Here, Rash. The root of a ras is a rasa. So, all our previous acharya, Jiva Goswami especially, has told that, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that the ras is a rasa samuha. So many ras.
Mixture
of so many ras, not mixture,
enchanting.
Samuh mane ki hove? So many ras mix.
Ras is singular number, so many ras means plural number.
Multiple.
lot of rasa means not one, so many kinds of rasa. Like from beginning shraddha is also in prem avastha. Tarasanam samuha is ras, so many ras. Are called rasa. Especially param rasa samuha. Srimati Radha is Raseshwari. Because all the rasa are in Srimati Radhika. All the rasa are in Krishna. So Krishna is Raseshwar. And she is Raseshwari. Rasanam samuha. All the ras. I was telling that Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, all are in Prem. And Prem goes up to high level. Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, and the Swarupa of Srimati Radhika is Mahabhav Swarupa. And it goes also up. So in a rash, everything is there. In Srimati Radhika. And by all these things, Srimati Radhika is serving. Kaun hai? In this ras, Krishna is not karta. Ras is karta. And karna is Radhika and Krishna. Root to mukhya and all gopis. Srimati Radhika has come in the shape of all gopis. His one, each bhav moods are all gopis. So all here combined is a rash. When we will see what is sneha, what is pranay, what is rag, what is anurag, what is bhav, and mahabhav and upper stages. That each things, each all these things, have lakhs and lakh kinds of modes. Not only one. Sneha, not only one. So many things. Anurag. So, meeting gopis, dancing, bhavhangi, you know, these modes. Man, all are including in ras. All mixed, then rasa, and from ras, it has come as a ras. So here, she is seeing Srimati Radhika in Rash, and in Rash, Krishna has made himself the necklace of Srimati Radhika's
neck.
His two arms has become as the in the shape of necklace. He has not done for others. especially he remembered one thing. Gokula Chandra connected with this Subhage. Krishna is like Chandra. All the gopis are like Tara.
Stars.
And they are all playing with Krishna. In the midst of two Krishna, one gopi, and in the midst of two gopis, one Krishna. It dancing, singing. So the rasa was going on its very high level. Gokul here is telling that she is remembering that Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering past times of very past days, that Kamdev has done offense in the feet of Shankar. And he was so angry with him. And he gave curse to Kamdev. Now Kamdev has returned to Shankar and praying him that you should pardon me. And that is why he shaped in Kambukanta. Kambukanta, you know?
Conch.
Kamp has come in the shape of Kamdev. No? And that Kamdev, from this Sankh of Radhika, his giving a flow of Ganges water. Shankar has taken Ganga and there is Chandra. So Krishna Chandra, Gokula Chandra. And from his head, from that Chandra, water of Ganges is coming in Shankha. What is Shankha? Srimati Radhika, neck is that is Shankha. Shankha means?
Conch.
And Surdhani is coming out of that Shankha. And Shiv is there in two shapes. Lower part of Kambu. And water of Ganges is coming there. And water is pouring there. So that Shiv may, Shankar may, so much pleased by what? Shiv only is pleased giving a very little water there. So thinking this Kamdev is praying and giving water from the neck of, as if water is coming. What is water? That what necklace she is giving by both sides, coming on Shankar in the shape of there. And he is praying to them that, humko chhama kijiye.
Excuse me.
So, remembering this, she is remembering to Srimati Radhika. In this view, Krishna is giving necklace in your
neck.
Remember? She began to smile. You are very intelligent. So he became so much pleased to this Sakhi. Then he took in his hand that necklace and tried to give in the neck of Srimati Radhika. So in each service, she remembers Srimati Radhika, the pastimes of Krishna, and connecting with them. Always giving Uddipan Bhav. Uddipan means?
Stimulating
Srimati Radhika. In Govinda Lila Amrita, perhaps, or no, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhavanamritam, it has written in Nishanta Lila that Srimati Radhika told by this sari named Manju Bhashini is telling that all the best sundaris, beautiful ladies in whole world, kishoris, have become astonished that is coming from your Saubhagyabhairi. Saubhagyabhairi means your Saubhagya is like a flute, very means a Sahanai, you know?
Sahanai.
Very sweet melody voice. Hearing this means that you have controlled Krishna. Krishna is so much controlled by you that Chandravali, even what to tell all others, have become astonished to hear your Saubhagya that Krishna is always controlled by this. In Rasasthali, I have been also told, in Krishna Bhavanamrita, that Jayeshwari Suya Bilas Saubhag Sri Tarasit Sri Mukha Mukha Jauvate. In Raslila, it has been told by Sukadeva Goswami that there were so many kinds of various kinds of instruments which were played by gopis. Dumph, you know, Krishna was playing on Murli or Bansi. There was Veena, Tunga Vidya, very expert in Veena, and all other Sakhi, Mridanga, so many things they used. But more prominent instruments were two. One was Bheri and other was Dundubhi. The two instruments are always played by demigods. But in Ras, gopis were doing. Bheri was using Krishna and Radha was playing on Dundubhi. How? Krishna Rasa Chaturya. Krishna is a Rasik, greatest Rasik. So his Rasa Chaturya, English? Rasa Chaturya is Bheri. Means Krishna posing, Krishna playing on flute, Krishna mood of talking, singing were most important thing. That was an instrument that is called bhairi. Not bhairi, but like bhairi. It has been given
example.
And Srimati Radhika Saubhagya is Dundubhi. Both this bhairi and Dundubhi were played in this ras. It means that Krishna was so wise, so chatur,
expert,
that by his chaturi,
by his tactics,
anyone cannot know, did not know any of the gopis, and cleverly, wisely, he took Srimati Radhika from Ras and went another place. Anayaradito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Rishwara Janno Vihaya Govinda Pritam Jam Anayataraha. Anayataraha. It was the skill of Krishna, very good art of Krishna, that is skillfully he made Manvati Radhika and took her. So in the Ras, Krishna's skillfulness was And in other, Srimati Radhika Saubhagya. Krishna wanted to show the Saubhagya of Srimati Radhika. So he played like so. He called all gopis in dance. Ras was going on. And skillfully, anyone could not saw Krishna playing with any other gopis, but only Radhika Sa. Why? It was the skill of Krishna. And he wanted to establish the Saubhagya of Srimati Radhika. And that is why skillfully he played like so, and Srimati Radhika became Manvati. And he left the Ras first, and Krishna went. Anyone could not saw. And after that, she took Srimati Radhika with him, decorated by flowers, and he especially made a very good hair, necklace of flowers, Beli, Chameli, Jui, and all others. And he made and gave with his own hand Srimati Radhika. That Raghunath Das Goswami remembered this person. How Subhage you are. So he is telling Subhage, Gokula Chandra and Graiveya Kena, all these things. Also, it has been told Rash Lila Jat Esha Jaya Sanjujate Anisham Hari Vidagdhatam Jaya Radha Saubhagya Dundubhi Bhairya. Also, in Krishna Bhavanamrita it has been told that Krishna is Vidagdha. Kya Lalit? Bhir Lalit and Vidagdha. This is very. Without this, he cannot be Nayak. He cannot be Rasik. So this is very. And Radha Saubhagya is Dundubhi. So everywhere it has been told. So Srimad Bhagavat is a Amal Puran which declares the Saubhagya of Srimati Radhika in Bhagavat Malli. Because in all Purans, Krishna, Bhagavata and all other things had been described. But here, Bande Nanda Brajayi Istri Naam, Istri Naam, What is the meaning? In istri nam madhe Srimati Radhika. So Gopinang madhe only Srimati Radhika. Feet dust he likes to keep it in her head or to serve her. Or in the disha, jis disha mein hai usko pranam karein. In the direction where these lotus dust are there, he wants to pray. So he is telling, Rasotsave jay iha gokula chandra bahu. Krishna has given his hands, two hands, in the neck of Srimati Radhika, like a beggar, to beg the prem of Srimati Radhika, like to beg the mercy of Srimati Radhika. He should never leave me. If he leave me, I will die. Like little boys, having two hands in the mother's neck and begging something, Maya, do. Give me mother. Or any priyasi can do it to his husband, like this. But here, Krishna is begging prem, mercy of Srimati Radhika, that he should not leave. Again, rasasthali. Otherwise, for whom I am doing ras? I am only doing this ras for only you. So in ras, this Shobhagya came to Srimati Radhika and whole world knew the mahima, the glory of Srimati Radhika. So he was in a mood to give the necklace, remembering all these facts, Srimati Radhika. And he was in a mood to give this necklace in the neck of Srimati Radhika. When he gave her hand in his about, he was about to give it, at once he came in
out of sense.
And he saw that I am rolling down on the bank of Radhakund. No Radhika, no Rash, no Krishna, nothing is there. No necklace is here. And he became so worried and began to weep and began to pray that, O Srimati Radhika, you should be merciful, that any day will come for me that may I give necklace in your neck, in which Krishna has once, in Rasasthali, has tried to give his hands as a necklace. O my Radhike, my master Radhike, I don't know nothing more than you. You are my everything. So please be merciful to me that this day should come and I can serve like this to you. All the flowers from the tree falls away. And it seems that a white canin has been given there.
White what?
This. What is that?
Sheet.
Carpet.
Carpet.
Carpet is given there. And Sari is telling that Shefali flowers have all gone to ground. No, not a single flower is in the tree. And from a sky, moon and all the stars have washed away. And similarly, your all decoration has washed away.
So now you should go to your own place. Everything remembers. That flower remembers the...
Who is speaking those words?
Vishnachavati Thakur is telling by the mouth of Tikshnadhi Sari. Sari means
প্রান্তদ্বয়ে বিরাজিত গুচ্ছ যুগ্ম বিভ্রাজিতেন নবকাঞ্চন ডোরকেন ক্ষীণম তোটত্থত পেশোদরি চেদ ইতিব বদনামি ভোস্তব কদাতি ভয়েন মধ্যম। English translation.
Oh, slender wasted one.
You should come here. And you should come here. To the other.
Oh, slender wasted one. When, fearing that your very slender waist might break, will I very carefully tie it with a new golden belt, splendid with flower cluster tassels at each end.
Raghunath Das Goswami had prayed before that he will give when he will occasion that he will give Kaustubham, Shyamantakmani, which is the friend of Kaustubham. But when he came in out knowledge, he was feeling so much separation, was weeping. In the same time, he again went in the inner dasha. And said that Samantak was very beautifully hanging in his neck. And he said that Samantak was there, and it was so much. And he said that Samantak was
hanging.
And it was seen so much beautiful, reminding the past time connected with Samantak and Kaustubh. She was so much glad. Now she wanted to decorate
Waist.
She sat towards waist and became so much glad or joyful. Was so much joyful. And so many pastimes came like sporty. And she was reminding to Srimati Radhika. She was smiling and reminding Srimati Radhika. He told her, Krishodari Sambodhan. Sambodhan means
addressing.
Krishodari. Krishodari means
slender waist.
This stomach is udar, but very
lean
and thin. It can be held by one like this. Upper side here, so much heavy and broad and heavy. This Nitamba is also so heavy. In the midst, no udar, very lean and thin. And it seemed that in Rasasthali, Krishna had fear. When she was dancing in a very good mood, and sometimes
bending.
He saw that Krishna was fearing that it will be broken. So he was saying with a very wonderful in wonder that very carefully he was saying. And so much attract, so many moods were coming in the hearts of Krishna, and he was also feeling joy. And all these kinkri were seeing this thing. So all were in good, in very joyful mood. So he is telling Krishodari, this is a qualification of, good qualification of beautiful ladies, Krishodari. So he is telling and reminding all these. What is in Srimad Bhagavatam, what is in Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's Govinda Lilamrita and
Bhavanamrita.
So she was thinking, smiling and thinking that what to do so that when she will dance, it should not broke away. So he took a golden rope.
Belt.
Not belt.
Sash. It means cloth. Some broad.
To tie waist, golden collar, in two sides, black or red guchha.
Cluster.
Guchha?
Cluster.
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 You understand guchha?
Yeah.
Castle.
It means
from one point many come out.
Yes.
Many strands come out.
Parishobhita guchma jugma. When he is seeing that Srimati is by Ishara, she is telling that you can give that door in my waist. So, very beautiful that thing she took. Vibrajitena navakanchana dorakena. Two sides, this guchha, shavas, but guchha was given. And she is binding, remembering the pastimes of Krishna. When she took his hand and began to tie
At once he saw that no Srimati Radhika, nothing. And she again began to weep and lament and rolling on the bank of Radha Kunda. And then he is praying that, "O Srimati Radhike, you are so beautiful and your this vest is so
slender
that I fear. So when you will order me and I will have a chance, golden chance, that I will decorate by that rope of swarna, so that Krishna will have no fear that it will be
broken.
Now, 36 is nothing more. Kanaka gunita muchyair moktikam matkarate tilaka kusama vijayi Vijayantri Nasika Sasabuttam Madhumathana Mahali Mokshobhakam Hema Gaurim Prakatabharama Varanda Prayamadashyate Kim. O Hem Gauri, you are Gauri like new gold. May I decorate your nose by Kanaka Gunitam Uchai Moktikam Mukta
Pearl
Grathit Kanak, in a golden wire, it has been
earring.
What?
Golden ring,
a mukta, very beautiful. Matkarate, by my hand. Tilakusama vijetri nasika sa subrattam. I will give it to you in your nose. Your nose is so beautiful itself. If anything is not given, still it is so beautiful. Like Tila Kusama Vijayatri. Til, you know, til. And til flower. Have you seen? Like this. This. So beautiful.
The shape of the nose.
Sharp nose. Krishna is also like this. Srimati Radhika and beautiful person's nose are like this. If it is like this, then this person is so beautiful. Even the nose of Srimati Radhika will defeat in beautifulness to that teal flower. So no use of giving them anything. But yet, also see that nose is so round as it requires. Round means somewhat like parrot, not like that, but something, some. And in tilful, it is like so, something here.
Curve.
But in blossom, and it is like so round, so beautiful. Tilkusum
is like is sky color, like Krishna color. Here, Tilikusuma Bijetri Nashika, the color of that flower is like Krishna. But Radhika's that thing is so Hema Gauri. Krishna nose is like that. But Srimati Radhika's nose is like that, but similar in shape, but Gaur. So it can defeat the beautifulness of Krishna nose also. And that is why Krishna attracts to see this nose. And that is why she is telling, she is reminding Srimati Radhika. And if on that a golden bhramar is given, it will be so beautiful. But this golden is like which is hanging mokta. Matumathana mahali kobhakam hema gauri. And seeing this madhu mathan, madhu, but madhu mathan, madhu means bhramar, but not sadharan madhu,
not ordinary,
not ordinary. His best, his shrestha among all. Madhu mathan. Mahali. Krishna is madhu mathan mahali. Madhu means bhramar. And mathan to defeat all the bhramars. So Krishna is mahali. Ali means again bhramar. Mahabhramar. The qualification of Brahmar is that he can test very fragrant things, test the fragrance of the flowers, and he can take the madhu of flower, madhumakhi, and this, no other can test. So Mahali, that is Krishna Bhramar, seeing the nose, becomes controlled. A Bhramar is controlled only by fragrance and madhu. Here, Srimati Radhika, that moktik, and this flower, this nose, has some madhu also and beautifulness also, both. More than anything, that kusum has no madhu, til kusum. So Brahma does not go there. But this Kusum Tila Jayatri, her nose defeats because it has a smell, it has fragrance, it is so soft, that is also soft, but it has no madhu, but this has so madhu. And Brahmar will be controlled only with madhu and fragrance. And that is called maranda, makaranda. Makaranda, you know? If madhu is a little, it comes only by fragrance. And if madhu is there so much, it will come out
as a makaranda, like sweats.
Yes.
So if there is makaranda of that flower, then he will sit on that and drink and be mad, and that will be controlled. So Radhika's, this nose plus that...
The ring, nose ring?
Ring is like that. And so Krishna will see it and will be controlled so much. Then Srimati Radhika will be Swadhin Bhartrika. And then Srimati Radhika will be so much pleased if Krishna is controlled and doing everything what Srimati Radhika wants. And then he becomes so much Sobhagyavati. Seeing this, Srimati Radhika becomes so pleased. And you, oh Tulasi, bring the moktik given in a short that part in golden
ring,
and give me, and began to smile. Prakatatar maranda prayama dasate kim. So having this nashika abhushan, that
nose ornament,
not with mukta, having so much sugandha and madhu both, in mukta or in gold there is no madhu or no, but it has how? Because association of Srimati Radhika. And that is why if the madhu, the honey and fragrant of this gold with mukta is attracting Krishna, then what to say about the nose, beautiful nose, and the fragrance and sweetness of this nose. So, adasye. So when I will have, so she began to give in the nose of Radhika, and when she took her hand there, at once she saw that my hands are
in the air,
nothing is there. Then she felt so much separation and began to cry. Whole day crying, whole day this coming and going. So Raghunath Das Goswami, in beginning he has told that this is Bilap Kushmanjali. We are not in that mood, but we like only that we may serve Raghunath Das Goswami in this life, when we will be qualified for these things. We should pray like this thing always. And is as a chain, we are whole day and night doing this. Then a day may come and we'll have chance to think like this. That's good. Little by little, all are hankering, all ones that I should speak, I should give lesson to them.
This book will be so, the best way to give lesson is through books. And this book will be so much appreciated for thousands of years, all over the world. People will derive benefit. Books are the best preaching. Our Guru Maharaj always gave more importance to books.
But all is accepting you, all school leaders are trying that this book not be read by school members and all others. This is a thing.
They are giving more publicity to your books.
I think so.
this is all Krishna's arrangement. And they will all read the books also. Because they will think that if we don't read, then some of them will know more than we do, so we must also read. They will all read. Even when we went on Navadvip Parikrama, they were all reading your book. They will all read. And they will gradually approve also.